Are you settled? For Christ's sake.
Fucking ready to go, man. You're bullshit, man.
Jeez. It's a little harsh.
Do you want to punch me there?
Hey everybody, welcome to Sack Show, this is Bob.
Do you wanna touch me there? Hey everyone, this is Miles.
Who sang that song?
Joan Jett.
Oh, is it a Joan Jett song? I was thinking Susie Quattro.
Susie Quattro? Who the fuck?
Susie Quattro.
Who's that?
Leather Tuscadero to you, mister. She was Susie Quattro. She was played guitar in a girl band. Girl band, that's right. Girl band.
Girl band.
Susie Quattro. Susie Quattro.
Is that like Gina Shock?
She was Leather Tuscadero.
Oh.
On Happy Days.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
Sister was Pinky Tuscadero.
Yeah, right. That's, yeah, I know Pinky, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Joan Jett, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, I went away for the weekend, and then there's this fat guy kicking my chair. No. Anyway, I went away for the weekend to visit my daughter in Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, haven't seen her in a few months, so.
Oh, you're there like every weekend. What are you talking about, man? Like,
no, I haven't been since Christmas time, I guess.
You know, I went away to college. I think my parents visited me like twice. Like, and I was in college like for like ever, man.
Well, they didn't really love you, if you haven't figured that out yet.
No, they loved me, all right. They loved to see me go.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were, you know, the accident, so.
I was the dessert, I'll have you know.
Yeah. You were the dessert with one S. That's what your mom thought. Yeah. That's what your mom thought her vagina was, and then you happened. So.
Oh wow! Really inappropriate.
Yeah, your original name was going to be Afterthought, but.
Oh, I see.
But the pastor thought it was a little bit too much there. So.
That's nice.
Now, what do you think about Afterthought? Oh well, Mr. Tidal, I think that's a little bit, well, it was either that or best pot running down the backside of your mother.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see the gloves have come off tonight. All right. Yeah. Okay.
If you didn't look like your father so much... I mean, you know, he was going to have a paternity case, but you look exactly like him. You look exactly like him.
More like Jango and Boba Fett, really.
Yeah, really. Yeah. That's right.
Or more or less, yeah.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah. Yeah.
Person, pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
So we're in Kansas City, you know, and of course when you go, like when your parents came to visit you the one time.
Twice.
Whatever. What did they do? They take you to get some food, right? Get groceries. And they take you out to dinner.
Very much, yeah.
So
what else are they going to do, though? I mean, come on, what are they going to do?
Well, they could have stood around while you cook corned beef hash in your skivvies, but they decided that probably wasn't the best night.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right.
You know, so, your father wanted to meet Dr. Cheryl, but that's a whole other story.
I'm sure I would have got a lot more visits had he known Dr. Cheryl lived in my building, but that's a whole different story.
Well, that's probably true. So yeah. Anyway, so we're going to go to dinner, and we decide upon this Mexican restaurant, and we're driving to get over there, and so I'm like, well, where do you park? You know, I'm not familiar. I'm, you know, only vaguely familiar with Kansas City, and, you know, I've been there a time or two prior to all this, but not, you know, a lot, so...
Yeah.
My dad was like, well, parking is hard, you know, it's a very busy area, and so the parking lot for the restaurant, which is very tiny, was full, and she said, well, go over here to this parking garage.
Yeah.
So it's right across the street. I'm like, you think I could park there? And, of course, my wife and my daughter have to be, you know, they're like gears. They're always in sync with each other, you know what I mean? And I'm like the thing that doesn't fit with everything. So I'm mucking up the works. I'm like, oh, if you had to pay to park there, they'd have one of those arms on it. So I'm like, yeah, it makes some sense. Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So... She's like, go to this parking garage. And so we go to pull in there, and there's like this guy in some, you know, like beat up pickup truck with a camper on the back or something.
Was it Fred Sanford?
No, it wasn't Fred Sanford. It was more like, you know, what size are you? You know, that kind of.
like your family. Yeah, okay.
No, what's the dude from Silence of the Lambs? Jamie Gum.
Yeah, Jamie Gum. Yeah.
No. So anyway, and so then I'm pulling into the garage, and then there's like this car has these backup lights, and then all of a sudden, this pickup truck like slams it into reverse. You know, because he wants that spot. And I'm like, holy, you know, what the hell? We'll just go up in this parking garage, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have the front slot, you know what I mean?
Right.
Obviously, you know, Mr. Gum needs to have that slot better than I do. So I pass him, and I had to go up to the next level, and guess what? There's no next level. It's just one level. There's nothing else.
What?
You go around the corner, it's just parked cars.
What?
Yeah.
That's a pretty... What?
That's what I said. I'm like, honey, this is not a parking garage. This is just a parking area. That looks like a parking garage. It's disguised as a parking garage.
What is the deal with parking in Kansas City?
I don't know, but it was not a parking garage. There was no way to go up, even though there was more building, you know.
What was it? I mean, what the...
That was just a parking area underneath this building that apparently they just let anybody park in.
Oh, and so, Cletus is taking your spot now.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I had to, you know, do the Mike Myers, you know, Austin Powers to get out of there. Because at this point, I can't back out because I got this guy trying to take the spot, and I can't pull out. I can't go anywhere, so I have to maneuver, and then I leave there, and I'm like, you know, and then they're yelling at me because I couldn't find a parking. I'm like, there is no other. This is not a parking garage. Not a parking garage.
Did you have reservations?
No, it was, you know, regular seating. So I ended up pulling back across the street eventually, after going through several one-way, you know, streets to get turned around, and we ended up by a hospital, and I don't know where I was at, and the next thing I'm like, how the fuck do I get back to this Mexican place? And then they're like, well, let's just go here, let's just go there. I'm like, no, we're going to the Mexican place.
Yeah,
so I get them back there. I let them out. I'm like, I'll just go find a spot, you know. I don't need... I don't need your clairvoyance here to run into brick walls, so... So anyway, I ended up parking about four blocks away, and walking, and so by the time I got there, they had gotten me a beverage, and I was eating some chips, so everything was right with the world, but...
You should have called an Uber.
Yeah, I should have, I could have just Ubered from my parking space. Yeah.
Did you come get me?
No, parking is just a clusterfuck over there, I guess. It's just total clusterfuck. This is down in downtown in the city, you know what I mean? It's not out in the not in the suburbs. And my daughter's like, well, Dad, it's not like where we where you guys live where you can just park anywhere you want. I'm like, thanks a lot.
When did your daughter become Jim Jake Bullock? Hey, Mr. Rash.
Mr. Rash. Well, I was just like disgusted with that. I'm like, I've been in this city. I've driven around this city, you know? I understand the parking. I understand it. But, I mean, it's true. You know, I live out and away from things. So people park in their yard. They park in the ditch, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, there doesn't need to be any kind of clear indications of anything. And there's not a lot of one-way streets. I'll tell you that, too. Everything is whatever way you want to go, so. Yeah. So, anyway.
So, did you have some nice Mexican fare?
I did. See, the best thing was, I really enjoyed it. They had flan. I did not have any flan.
Eat some flan.
No, I had some really good steak fajitas. I would recommend, yes. My wife did not like hers, but I love the steak fajitas, so.
It tastes like your meat.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It's like your meat. Not very satisfying.
Yeah. But that place was hopping. It was a busy place, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was...
A lot of college TNA walking around.
Well, no, this is downtown, so it wasn't...
a lot of downtown TNA.
Yeah, a lot of downtown, yeah. Good chips, too. You know, with the free chips, very good. Very good.
Oh.
Good hot chips. Good fajitas. I was happy.
You want the hot chips,
huh? Yeah, you want the hot chips. No, we had the... Our waitress was a very exotic-looking young lady. You know... It was. She was not Hispanic, but she wasn't, you know, your average American. So. No. Anyway, she was very nice, and I will tell you, number one thing is she brought me refills before I even asked.
Oh, that's the best kind.
I know, that's what I said. My wife was like, I was like, if you see the waitress, tell her to get me a Diet Coke. And I'm like, and then she's walking towards us, and I think, it's coming right now. And sure enough, boom, refills.
Wow, nice.
I know, I'm like, that's what, if you want to get a tip, right there, refills.
I want to kidnap you and bring you back to St. Louis.
Well,
what?
Not exactly.
Well, I mean, no, but in a good way.
No, and I want to take you up to the outer suburbs of Chicago, so you can wait hand and foot at Miles' niece's house, because she needs a break. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, parking was a bit. Stress-inducing this weekend. But everything else went pretty good, so.
blocks away. Holy shnikes.
Yeah. I had to park. I'm like, oh, I guess this is a good enough neighborhood. Oh, well.
But I wore my big boy pants. Oh.
Yep. So. 4 blocks away. That's a long way for me to park away from a place.
That's a long way.
I'm not used to that, you know what I mean? I basically...
Yeah, no, looking at you, I can tell. You.
Yeah. I mean, basically, I park in the second row and just walk right in, you know what I mean? That's a...
Yeah, you're more like a half block guy.
Yeah,
you're
definitely.
A block guy. A
couple hundred feet, you know?
Yeah, like, oh.
You know, 1st and 10, that kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on with you? Yeah.
Invited to my niece's house, and it was very nice. And
yeah, do now, when you say invited, I mean, is this actual invitation where she, like, sends you a text or an email or calls you, or is this where we're coming up that way, can we stay at your house?
Unlike you, they remembered my birthday, and they birthday celebration.
Happy birthday. You were there for your birthday. Why would they have your birthday there? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, my mom and dad have spent the winter there, so, it worked out.
Oh, your mom and dad were there?
Yeah, they've been spending the winter there.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they were down south.
No, they can't go anymore. They're too sick. They can't go.
Oh, okay.
They don't get around very much.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, like...
So why does your poor niece get the punishment of having to watch them all winter?
Oh, she loves my mom and dad.
She's like, and if you got any inheritance that you want to give to somebody other than Miles, I'm the one.
Don't give it to Uncle Miles.
He'll just waste it. He'll eat it.
He'll eat it all. He'll drink it with Dr. Pepper.
That's right.
He owes me $12,000.
And just so you know, I'm going to have his birthday party here so you can see what kind of a glutton he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were just set up, man.
But before we got there, her husband called me up and goes, this is not really advertised, but there's going to be kind of like a small, autograph thing going on.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought there was some kind of weird, door kind of.
No, there's no back. No, it's not Decatur.
This is not really advertised, but I got some strippers down here at the bar.
And, so I went there, and with my wife, we had to get there in time, because it was like kind of a time-sensitive thing. We got there. And,
so you let her drive, then?
No, I actually was doing about 80 on the way there. Like,
oh, my Lord.
I had to get there. Yeah, I don't drive that fast.
No, exactly. Yeah.
They're like, person A is going to be there signing, and... as a bonus, like, person B might show up.
Just because he's hanging out.
Because they're buddies, and person D might, another famous sports person.
Yeah.
Semi-famous,
Yeah.
And, okay.
So it's like if I was doing an autograph signing, and then maybe you might show up.
Yeah, I kind of glommed on to it, like, hey, Bob, hey, Miles, hey, what's going on?
Hey, how much is he charging? I'll only charge half because he's greedy.
I'll undercut him.
Yeah, and, undercutting him.
And so there wasn't really many people there.
Wow, so it was, like, exclusive.
And, no, it wasn't me, but I don't think it was really advertised very well. Because I couldn't find it on Facebook or anywhere, but,
The only place that I look, Facebook, it wasn't on there. So.
Facebook, if it's not on Facebook, it don't exist.
It don't exist. Mark Zuckerberg, I know all about him.
We're good friends and shit.
That's why I see all his posts.
Yeah. And,
he's a billionaire, and I'm friends with him on the Facebook.
Oh, pretty much. Him and Stephen King.
Yeah.
And,
jeez.
So, you're like, autographs pretty quick. And so we're waiting around for person B to show up, right?
Yeah.
And eventually person B did show up.
Hey, sorry I'm late, but nobody wants to see me anyway, so.
And, here's the little bit of an interesting part. This is where it gets kind of Seinfeld-ish. shirt.
Hey, where's what's with the chick with the short hair over here?
So
wearing all the Bears stuff.
Yeah, right. You know, I believe he was getting a lot of panty droppers around there, looking at all my stuff. Like, oh,
yeah.
As far as they're all like 60-year-old women, they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Who's the fat chick in the yoga pants over there?
It's me, Miles. And so person B, up until recently, was kind of in a coaching position, let's say, coaching.
I thought maybe he was wanted by the authorities or something.
No, he was in a head coaching position, and I'm just keeping this very vague, okay?
Okay, no problem.
And after several years, it was not going well, and pretty much this person was more or less either quit or be fired kind of situation.
Sure. So he found some other things to do, huh?
And this has all gone down, like, very recently.
Oh, okay. Right. So then you got to heckle him.
Well, you're getting close. He comes and he sits down by person A, and they're kind of shooting the shit. I could not get his attention, you know, like, heckling shit from this guy. Hey,
holding your Sharpie and your thing to be signed was not getting his attention, so.
Yeah, so I finally held up the ball. I go, hey, coach, would you sign this?
Coach?
Yeah. Now, this is where Merritt West and I differ. My wife's like, he shot you the nastiest look. And kind of said the word don't. Like, don't call me, you know, coach. I didn't interpret it that way, but she swears that.
I believe it.
I thought, well, okay, once a coach, always a coach, you know. I figured, you know, it's respectful and stuff, but she's like, maybe it's too soon to call him coach. You know, maybe
you shouldn't have said the name of the team that he just got fired from, you know.
Yeah, like, hey, the Running Ramblers.
Hey, Running Rambler, coach.
Yeah.
You didn't play dumb weird. And go, oh, I never heard that. I didn't know that you got fired. I'm sorry.
That was my go-to. Like, if he would have, like, totally called me out, I'd be like, oh, wait a minute, what?
No, you can't say it ain't so, man.
Well, I didn't know that.
Those guys are jerks.
I don't even know Zuckerberg or nothing, man.
Yeah. Well, Zuck didn't post about it, so how would I know?
And then, so that happened, right? And then, like, we get back to the house. My mom and dad are there. And my back has been, like, seriously hurting all week, right? Bad.
Well, it's because you got all that inventory up front there, you know?
I am fat. And, like, the second I get there, my mom's like, come with us to the casino.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I go, my back is really sore, Mom. I don't really want to, you know, climb, you know, get into a car with, like, 20 people going to the casino. I don't want to.
Oh, what a wuss.
Come. I'm like, well, I don't know. So then I get the guilt trip. You know, your dad kind of wanders off sometimes. Could you help me? Guilt trip, and then she's like, well, I'll just give you your birthday money at the casino if you go. I'm like, wow.
There you go. Well,
all right.
Okay. You can have all my winnings, Miles.
Right, yeah, right. So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you're talking my language. No, wait a minute. No.
Miles, sometimes your father likes to grab the boobs of the waitresses at the casino.
Yeah, right, yeah, no fooling. So she's like, come on. So, like, you know, there's like, you know, five or six of us, we pile into a van, you know, it takes a while to get there.
Did your wife go to this little excursion as well?
No, she had the common sense to stay.
Yeah, okay.
At my niece's house, yeah.
Just checking.
We're both hobbling around between my bad back and she's got like some semi-broken foot thing going on. I don't know what that's about.
Who, your mother or your wife?
My wife.
Oh, okay. Well, that's from the Girl Scout cookies. That's from way back, the broken foot.
I know, right? We're like some old couple now, you know. Right. Both of us. We're going to fight over the hover round.
Miles Jr., come with me to the casino. Your father likes to grab the waitress's boobs.
I know, right? So we go there, and, you know, we're all pretty much sitting, you know, by each other. And,
playing the slots.
Playing the penny slots, and, like, I put in, like, $20, and, like, win, 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 win. Like, I cannot lose. I'm like, God damn.
So how much did you win? Like 50 cents or what?
Oh, I was up to like $200.
Cash out.
No, well, I don't. I'm one of those guys that doesn't cash out.
Oh, well, like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I look around. They've ditched me.
Yeah, with good reason. Like, you should have cashed out.
Like my one job is like to watch, you know, these old folks so they don't get lost, you know, whatever.
But you know, I've never seen this episode. I've never seen this.
Yeah. I was so mad I had to cash out of that machine, man. I was like, son of a bitch.
You were up.
I mean, it was the right move, I guess, but at the same time, you know, I'm like, I think I can double it.
No, that's what they want you to think, and then you lose it all. Just cash out.
I know. I was up
ten times your money, just cash out.
I know. I did. I cashed out. I'm like, okay, well, all
right. Well, only because everybody left you.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I finally found them. You know, they're like, oh, okay.
They're all having mint juleps.
Yeah. So that's like, you know, a couple hours, it's time to leave now, and they're like, you know... You know, my dad has disappeared. We found him. Like, okay.
He was in the ladies' bathroom.
Right, yeah. He's in the ladies' bathroom. What is he doing?
Don't mind me, like, ladies.
Like, nowadays, you don't get, you just dump pieces of paper, you know, when you cash out. You know,
Yeah, they don't give you the money.
And my mom, you know, ready to go. You know, she's like, God damn it. You know, where's your dad at? God damn.
Your one job, Miles.
I know. So, like, he's sitting there. She's like, God damn it, that's a dollar machine. What the hell? Right?
Yeah.
She goes, what does that you have in your hand? He goes, oh, it's a slip, I guess. She goes, let me see that. It's like $100 and some he has.
Oh, really?
He's like, oh, I don't even know where this came from. I just have it in my hand. I'm like, oh, well, okay. Let me hold that.
Right. So, I'm $300 up.
So they're like, well, go cash all these slips of paper in for us, Miles. You know, I'm like, okay. Yeah.
You all want a quarter.
And, everyone won 50 cents. And I go back, and my dad, like, is almost tackling me. Like, give me that money. Money. Give me that money. Where is it?
Oh, now he realizes what it is. Okay.
My mom will not let him carry money anymore. You know, she's like, no. So I give him the money, and now, like, this huge fight starts. Give me that goddamn money. It's my money. Give me the money. Give me the money. I'm embarrassed. I'm like, can we leave? Can we just go home now? That birthday cake. I don't want
to. Your dad's walking up to every woman. Will this give me a handy? Will this give me a handy?
How much?
This is all I have. Well, this is enough.
It's more than enough, if you know what I mean.
Give me a couple of minutes. Yeah. I take longer than the average man. I'm just telling you. That's why this $100 here.
I was just like, I got to get out of here. I got to leave. Oh, so, yeah. God. So that was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound so happy to me, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Sounds like hell if you ask me.